Ahoy, ahoy, welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the internet's only and premier podcast dedicated strictly to talking about the greatest rock band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys. I'm joined by my co-host, Tessa Brown.
Hey, guys.
Our famous catchphrase, hey, guys.
Hey, you guys. That's Do you remember that movie?
No, it's a different one.
Yeah, that's someone else's catchphrase.
Do your one again.
Hey, guys.
Like yours better. It's cleaner.
I like, hey, bitches. Because then it's like we're friends.
Well, you could do that. I mean, it's fine.
No, I mean, like, I feel like I needed to warm them up with the hey, guys.
Hey, guys is actually statistically accurate in terms of our listeners. It's all white men.
True.
And all of our guests. Uh-huh. We've yet to have a woman guest.
We will one day.
Okay, so the Sloppy Boys Noise Podcast is brought to you by Vremi. Actually, no, it's not this week. It's brought to you by Ace Hardware. Yeah. What? Kevin Clark, who's a friend of the pod, been a guest on the podcast, will be our second time guest, posted a tweet where he said that Ace was giving him pretty good rewards.
Oh.
So we're going to join the Ace Reward Club membership because Remy hasn't given us shit. They had an engaging social media presence.
They did.
But I think that person got fired or something because they've gone like kind of dark. I haven't
like
seen
Remy
their
in general?
Yeah, I haven't seen their tweets lately.
Oh no.
It doesn't seem like we're going to get anything free. So it's time to pivot to a respected brand, blue chip sponsor, Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware. Ace is up.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware place.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware.
Don't read my text.
I'm not. I'm sorry. It came up. And then Stella was scratching.
Okay, so we'll read the text for everyone since Tessa wants to see it.
Okay.
I may also smoke pork for pulled pork. Bacon in the morning and pulled pork in the afternoon. That is from my Muslim father.
And something at supper time.
He's got a smoker and he's trying some things out. Okay, but yeah, Ace Hardware, hit us up. I don't even think they know what social media is, but this will be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
We can help each other as a brand and I can get some hammers.
Oh, what do you need hammers for?
Throwing.
At what?
Pedestrians.
Why?
I heard if you throw a hammer off the top of the Empire State Building, it'll be like going so fast by the time it drops, it could really hurt someone.
Wow. I heard that was like a quarter. But you really upped the ante.
Oh, you think it would work with a quarter?
No. They have like nets now, so it won't make it.
I think a quarter can get through a net.
Mm-mm.
I think the Nets can get through a quarter if they're looking better this year.
Oh, is that a basketball?
Is that a basketball? Yes.
Is that a basketball?
It is a basketball. Okay, so we were off last week. Thanks to everyone who reached out.
Who reached out?
Everyone who reached out.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to keep it vague, but we don't have to actually say that no one cared.
Oh.
But I will say this. Our listenership stats went up last week. We had more listens last week than we had the week before we put out an episode. So we've heard
that
you guys.
Matters.
Yeah, we've heard you guys loud and clear. We will do
less. We will stop.
We will stop. Yes. It seems like it's like when an artist dies and their stuff goes platinum or whatever.
And this is the second time where it is, in fact, my fault for why we didn't.
I was not going to say that.
I know you didn't. That's why I did. That's why I martyred myself. I really put myself out there, put my neck out there. And if anyone's concerned or curious, last Tuesday was my birthday. That's all.
We'll give them some space to cheer and
well, that's what
clap
I figured.
In their cars, yeah.
Yeah, for them just to like contemplate like, wow.
Wow, she had a birthday and she's still doing the podcast. Very brave.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you.
Like to issue a correction for last week. Two weeks ago. I like to issue a correction for saying it last week when it was 2 weeks ago. But I'd also like to issue a correction for 2 weeks ago. Our guest Mitch is not in high school. It was just an old picture of him as his avatar.
Yeah, he's not in high school.
So sorry. Someone else who isn't in high school is my friend Rosie. Rosie, y'all already know what the fuck is going on. Sending you love and light, my guy.
You already know? Okay.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
We're burning through this. We got a lot of stuff to go through.
Yeah, we do.
Pod Save America. I hope you get coal in your stockings. We
got him. You really got him. Like, honestly, if they were listening, they would friggin' cry themselves to the hardware store that's not Ace.
That's right. Pod Save America, you're not allowed to use Ace hardware anymore.
Yeah, you're banned from Ace. Again.
Yeah, again. Stop using those binge grinders to make your stupid shit.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be going through the second to last song on the album. A lot of people are thinking, oh, are you guys going to stop? We're not going to stop.
No.
We have some exciting new guests coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach out to Scott Aukerman and Chris Van Artsdale, and I'm saying that on the record just mm-hmm. so I actually have to follow up.
Yeah.
I'm going to email Scott or someone in Earwolf and see if Scott will do a new track listing of the Sloppy Boys Noise. I don't think we're going to get him on the podcast, but if he could just change the numbers of the songs on the album, we could listen to that.
Oh, that's cool.
He likes
cool.
resequencing things. I doubt it'll work out, but we're trying big things. And then Chris Van Artsdale, and multiple times we've asked people to mm-hmm. tweet at him and get him on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
That is yet to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to straight up reach out. And if we don't have either one of those guests, don't worry about it. We'll probably have my friend Andrew Dewey Bailey the fourth on.
That's a strong name.
Bailey's a good guy.
Yeah, I like Bailey because he said I was funny.
Have you met Bailey?
No.
Okay. I was wondering when that was, but now it's just a text or something.
And maybe.
Okay.
Or a tweet.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't met Bailey, though, right?
No. Not okay. to my knowledge.
Right. That's why I was confused. Okay. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Okay. Cool. When did you meet Bailey?
I didn't meet Bailey.
So when did he say this?
But after the first time you listened to the podcast.
How did he contact you?
He didn't. He contacted you. And you're like, oh, Bailey said you're funny.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now he's going to be, like, concerned that our messages aren't.
What?
So you really outed me there.
Why?
I will keep text messages proprietary. Everyone can still text me. I'm not.
Okay. It was just one little phrase, just a nice compliment, which is very nice. Okay.
This is not going to go over well with the boys from work.
With the boys from work?
The CIA boys. They love texting me.
You also just outed yourself that you're in the CIA.
Not in the CIA. I'm in MI6.
Mm.
I work with Paddington. Anyways, my texts are my business. Like to give a shout out to another listener, Alicia McLean, or actually maybe not even a listener. Alicia went to Sloppy Boys last show. She flew in just for that show. It was a mm-hmm. trip just to see the Don't Stop or We'll Die and Sloppy Boys show.
That's cool.
She couldn't come on the pod because she works nights and we're not flexible about when we record.
We're not.
But
we have a tight schedule.
Thank you, Alicia. We'll see you in January. She's coming to the January show.
But oh,
she
dope.
Also sent us the set list from their 12-4 show. We have the Sloppy Boys set list that she sent to us. So thank you, Alicia. We're not going to read the Don't Stop or We'll Die
mm-hmm.
set list because it's written in pen. That's just more their style.
Yeah, it's hard to read.
Seat in the pants. Well, I could read it. I just don't want
to. It's hard to read.
It's legible. It's not hard to read. I will contend that point.
Okay.
But the Sloppy Boys set list is printed out because they're professionals.
Mm.
So they started off with Let's Party, followed by Party with the Reds, Strong.
Classic.
Moved into Paradise, a song not on the album.
Is that on an EP?
They don't have any EPs.
Mm. Is it on like a Spotify Sessions?
No, it's not on. No, it's not. I'm sorry. They went into next after Paradise. Then to Hell of a Dude. Then Here for the Beer. Then Wooly Willy, which is also not on the album. Ghostbusters. I'm guessing they did the Ghostbusters theme, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Doobie, which is, I'm guessing, past that Doobie over here.
That no, makes sense, but they just needed to get it quick.
Then Lifelong Vacation.
Classic.
Then their penultimate song was Tom Collins. Then they ended with We Came Here to Rock, which transitioned into Odd Ling Sign. I think I'm saying that right. The New Year's Eve song.
That's a very funny song to end on.
It's very funny to do in a concert that was on December 4th. Mm-hmm. So it was very early to get in on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very funny. That's very, very funny. What do you think about that set list?
Are you talking to me or the audience? The set list, I think, is a strong set list. I think it's fun how they... Because isn't Tom Collins the first song on the album? Or am I wrong? Is what? It? Isn't Tom Collins the first one on the album?
Yeah. Yeah, first song on the album. I don't know if it was the first song on the album. I just put down the guest list. Let me find it again.
It looked like it was at the end.
Yeah, they played it second. They played Tom Collins second to last, but it's not. It's not the order it is on the album.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a fun set list.
So that was the point that I had to go back for?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sick. I'm not doing a good job of hosting, guys, but we'll keep powering through. We got the next song on the album, My Favorite Lady. Congrats on all the Oscars.
Oh, buzz, buzz, buzz. It's Oscar buzz.
You got a bee in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll add a verse for A Star Is Born. I mean, it would easily work into the structure of the song.
You think? Like, what? So it would be like...
A bonus verse.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no, they would definitely mention it. A
Star Is Born. I just wrote it for them.
Yeah. The classic couple word verse.
Mm-hmm. And then you just repeat it over and over again. Bada bing, bada boom, that's a verse.
Yeah. That's all music is.
Mm-hmm.
So the reveal on this song, because it's called My Favorite Lady. When I first heard it, I didn't know it was about Lady Gaga. The reveal on this song got me so hard. I was like crying laughing. It was so funny. It's like, there's something about a lady in red, but like, that's like kind of like a cliche thing. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, it was the meat dress from Lady Gaga. Like, it's so funny. This is the best reveal in a song since the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. Like, where they like allude to it the whole time. Like, this is next level. This is an amazing song. It's so, like, they wrote a song about Lady Gaga. It's not like a Lady Gaga song at all. I'm, like, fairly certain Lady Gaga has never heard this and never will. Oh, man. It's so funny. They all have, like, girlfriends and wives, so they're
like... Also, a very, like, kind of an unexpected person to write a song about. Like, it's in this so way.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Like it's not that she's bad. It's just, like, okay.
Such a huge, unattainable star that, like, there's no, like, yeah.
Also, like, especially, like, her Lady Gaga persona, like, a very just, like... Like, that's not a person to me. That's, like, a thing.
Yeah.
That's, like, a entity.
It's also very funny to consider someone my favorite lady. Yeah. It's a weird designation. Not my favorite person or not my favorite entertainer or anything like that. My favorite lady.
My favorite lady.
And, like, not don't love her. They're just my favorite, yeah.
Well, I guess it's because it's Lady Gaga. That's why. My favorite lady.
Yeah, this song's working on every level.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
I think this may be the first time I've ever heard this song.
Did you know it was about Lady Gaga?
Yeah, because I think you told me that.
I wish I didn't then.
Well, I may have heard it before.
I think you did hear. You've heard every song on the album before.
Okay, well, this is one. It's not one I reach for. Or it's not one I have reached for. I think it's because I get through a couple songs and I need to switch the album.
What the
like,
fuck?
Like, I can't do a whole consecutive thing.
The album's like... I forget. It's like 39 minutes long or something like that. Robert Slayton.
I know. I got,
that's too much for you?
I got places to go.
You listen to six-hour podcast.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. You know we're hosting a show about the Sloppy Boys?
Yeah, and it's about our experiences. It's about our experiences.
Is you can't get through the album, which is so much shorter than a normal album should be.
It's a lot, okay?
It's not.
No, not that it's a lot of time, but it's a lot. Like,
oh,
it's
my God.
Like, a lot.
You don't like the song, wait 2 minutes, it'll change. It's like the weather in Seattle.
Ugh, but it's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But I do
well,
like...
Well, what do you think about this song, hearing it in isolation?
Okay. I think this is a, like, to me, this is the technically the best... like, produced song of theirs.
What?
Like, it's the best... I think it's the best quality song. Like, I think it's silly. It's not necessarily my favorite. But I think it's, like... it's, like, solid.
Like, what part of that make... like, what specific sound made you think this was well produced?
I think the... at the end. Like, the which other people may call a guitar. Or a guitar. Or a guitar. That's part at the end. That part.
And play. So at the end of the song, they go, Baron and Air, 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 Air.
Yeah.
And they go, congrats on all the Grammys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what took it to the next level for me. That's very funny.
Well, they do like the exact same thing.
Uh huh.
When he goes, legalize it. Remember?
Yeah, and that was a fun time too.
Yeah, but it's like the exact same thing.
Okay, I get it, it's the exact same thing, but still, the darn, darn, at the end, like, that's good.
I agree that it's good. I would posit that the whole album is good.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that this sentiment is something you should have expressed earlier in us doing a podcast about the Sloppy Boys. The fact that you can't listen to the album all the way through.
I feel like I have made it work for myself.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
I listen to one song a week.
We're never going to interview with these guys.
That's not true. You need to have balance, okay? If we were all Sunshine and Desi's, then that would be a little different.
Sunshine and Desi?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, some people call them daisies.
Oh, you're doing fun pronunciation. I'm sorry.
I'm
thought it was something
I'm not doing fun pronunciation. I just can't speak.
Can't what?
Speak.
Oh, my God. It's not the time to spank. It's the time to listen to the Sloppy Boys. Why do we do this podcast? Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't let this go. Yeah.
Oh, can't let it go with Jack Brown.
Oh, my God. Well, like, why do we do this? It's not convenient. Like,
it's fun.
We should have done something you liked, actually.
What? I suggested this. Okay.
I know. So what
okay.
The hell?
Let's move on.
Do you promise to our listeners that you will try again to listen to this whole album in the future?
In one go,
listen to the whole album.
Yes, I promise to our followers, and especially if you tweet at me, then I will do it. Or tweet at us.
Okay, well, I'm going to tweet at you. We'll make this happen. You have an open mind now. You know the stories behind these songs. What would you give it out of 5?
Out of 5 what?
You're the one who does that.
Okay, out of 5 meat dresses, I would give this one a 4 meat dresses.
This is your favorite, or not your favorite, but the most well-produced one on the album, and only gets 4 meat dresses?
Yeah, because it's not the most fun.
Have these ratings been on fun?
I don't know. They change. They really change. Like, honestly, they change, like, the seasons and the tides.
Yeah. Like, the seasons and the tides.
Mm-hmm.
Always changing.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about you, baby? Where are you, my bae?
Okay.
Where you give it?
I gave it 5. 5 meat dresses out of 5.
That's, yeah. I thought that it was going to be different this time.
What did you think it was going to be? Higher or lower?
Higher.
Well, that's impossible. And when I've done that before, that's been...
Uh-huh.
You haven't liked that. You said it's only out of 5. Have you heard the podcast?
Huh? Where are we? What's going on?
Oh, boy. Okay. So, it's a good song, and we like it. Are you calling Daniel or mine?
I can.
I don't know if I have his number.
Oh, shit. I don't
know if I do. So, we're going to get our guest of the week on the Ace Hardware Hotline. The Vermi Prism Hotline is canceled.
Indefinitely.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely canceled.
Indefinitely.
No, it's definitely.
Indefinitely.
I'm not going to put that qualifier on it. They're canceled. Sis, you're canceled. That's the T. Fwa. So you want me to call him?
Let's I mean, I can.
I'll call him. What is it? Let's read it out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I did have his number.
Well, you didn't say
I had to call him.
I just called you.
I thought you had this.
I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello.
It's Daniel Kesenich.
Hello. Sure, that's one way to pronounce it. Not the correct one.
Kesenich. Kesenich.
A bit too many syllables.
Kesenich.
Kesenich.
No. Nope. Getting close.
Gingrich.
Oh, really close.
Kississippi.
I'm not trying to do it wrong.
Kesenich?
No one ever is.
Give it to us real.
Kesenich.
Kesenich?
No, just Kesenich. It's two syllables.
Kesenich.
So Kesenich?
Yep. You'll get there.
Kesenich.
And we'll get there together.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay!
Thank you, Tessa. So you are the only one who's allowed to talk to Daniel from now on.
That's not true. That's not true.
Daniel is a tremendous improviser in the Sacramento area. You can catch him at Stab Comedy.
I am an improviser.
Comedy Sports and the Sacramento Comedy Spot. He's also in a band in his own right.
Uh-huh.
He plays in Playamoose.
We put out one song.
Wow.
Hey, that's a band.
You know what? It starts with one song, and it can change the world.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with our song of the week, My Favorite Lady from the Song Boys.
Yeah.
Before that song, A Star Is Born was not released. After that song, that movie has been released.
Wow.
Do you think it influenced Lady Gaga to make that movie?
I mean, the thing is, of course, like, there's no way it did not. So, Daniel, what are your feelings on this song?
I like it, first and foremost.
Okay.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm glad someone has vocalized my appreciation for Lady Gaga.
Okay, so you're a big Gaga, you're one of her little monsters.
Yeah, I'm a Gaga head.
It's nice that these songs can give a voice to the voiceless.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the little monsters, we've had it hard this year. We're going against Venom on Twitter.
It's been Gaga's Twitter fans against Venom Twitter.
Is that a movie?
It's been an uphill battle for sure.
I mean, I won't lie. We might have lost the battle, but with a song like this, it looks like we could win the war.
Yeah.
Let's do
Only Eminem has a song about venom.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That might be the better song.
No way.
Spitting venom.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, it's a really good song. Could you cue it? Or I'll cue it up for the outro when we're done.
No, I'll get it.
No. I don't think you don't have the capability.
This is the downfall of the Lady Gaga fan.
So, Daniel, when did you first hear of the Sloppy Boys?
I believe it was through you guys.
Oh, the pot is saving lives. The pot is saving lives. Sorry, that's my new hit. The pot is saving lives.
And maybe that song will change the world.
Maybe.
So, when did you first hear of the Sloppy Boys noise? The encyclopedia bleep the podcast.
Encyclopedia.
I believe you, one of you, said you were going to do about a podcast about Sloppy Boys.
Oh, that was probably me. That was definitely me.
Yeah, I responded, who the hell is that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I found out, and I love them.
Whoa, so you're a big Sloppy Boys fan now.
Yeah, you guys made me a slophead.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What is your jam? If you're, like, in the mood to get on that Sloppy Boy Noah head stuff.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is your go-to on the album?
Oh, my God. On the album, my favorite song is probably Tom Collins.
Yay!
That's a good one. Yeah.
Have you ever had a Tom Collins?
I have not. James, I want to now.
Yeah, James and I were going to get a Tom Collins at James Cinto, who's been on the podcast before. We're going to get a Tom Collins at a bar, and the lady's like, we can just put vodka in this lemonade. It's way cheaper. And we end up doing that.
Was it good?
It was so good. But we're going to get a Tom Collins.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to get
that
a Tom Collins.
Imagine what the Tom Collins would taste like.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So you're going to be going to the show in San Francisco in January, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're really putting together a Sloppy Boys Noise podcast meetup.
Yeah, it'll be it'll be Daniel, it'll be Tessa, and it'll be Alicia.
And not
Whoa.
Kyle?
Well, I'll be there too.
Okay.
I do the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And also Tim will be there, and Jefferson,
and
Mike.
Our friends.
Whoa!
Friends.
There's more members of the Sloppy Boys Noise fan club going to that than the Sloppy Boys themselves.
That's a good point.
That is a tremendous point. There will be more fans at the show than there are people in the band, which is not always...
I mean necessarily on the podcast, not the band.
That isn't always the case with our improv shows.
That's definitely not the case.
No, especially on Wednesday nights.
I've done a two-person show with more people on stage than the audience. Nathan Little and I performed just for Kevin Cooley one time. And he thought it was fine. He thought it was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Daniel, you're a very musically inclined gentleman. You like a lot of cool bands, and you seem to know music definitely better than we do. Anything that you'd like to talk about artistically that the Sloppy Boys do, or any music stuff in general?
I'm not really, musically inclined. I listen to music, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's enough.
So you got a leg up on us.
Yeah, we don't listen to anything.
Tessa's all podcasts, and I watch silent movies while I drive.
Oh.
Yeah. He's only had a couple accidents.
And most of them were my fault.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
That'll happen.
I like how they're just a group of dudes, you know?
Yeah.
They're just some guys.
Sure.
Singing mostly about beer.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
These seem like the type of guys who would be like, Coop Rose, 6 p.m., we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me.
Me. Yeah. It's like, okay, let's.
I don't like being home.
Let's get some beer roulette going on.
Hey, and everyone out there, Coop Rose team, you know, we'd love to be sponsored. We know you guys are doing it big style. We've recently dropped Remy as a sponsor. We've taken on eight
No!
hard. We've taken on Ace Hardware as a sponsor. We'd love to get in on Kupro's. Have a live recording at Kupro's, maybe unsanctioned.
Yeah.
We'd love to record an episode of that bar.
We could do that.
And call it a live show.
Absolutely, just go for it. They have, like, game night there sometimes. A whole bunch of people playing Magic the Gathering.
That's not bad. That, I feel like
what
we
more
could...
damage can the couple of people recording a podcast do?
That's true.
We should say we're doing a trivia night, but all the questions are about the Sloppy Boys, so we get a lot of guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Y'all ever go to trivia night and you're like, well, if I could just use my phone, I'd know this.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You just, Daniel, you were just at a trivia night, right?
This has turned into a, this has turned into an interview about Daniel's Instagram.
Yeah, pretty much. But Daniel, how is...
That's all I've ever wanted.
It's just Instagram. Oh, no.
Tessa, don't hit me.
Sorry. Daniel, how did the trivia go?
Ryan King and I got 13 points.
Out of 50. Oh, shit.
So
you guys suck.
We're kind of on top of it.
Hey, you can't say that to a guest.
I mean...
You can't tell a guest they suck.
I didn't say that he sucks. I said, you guys suck at trivia.
Tell you what, Ryan King also wanted to be on this podcast, so...
Oh.
Oh, no.
He might hear this, I'm saying.
I don't think... The only time Ryan King's listened to the Sloppy Boys was in my car because I forced him. He liked it, though.
Yeah.
I gave him a ride after a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or something.
We've all heard of A Star Is Born.
Yes.
But now A Fan Is Born.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And that relates back to the song that we're discussing. And we have been talking about the Sloppy Boys the whole time. And if you think that we weren't, you're actually pretty fucking wrong because we're very good at.
Yeah. We're actually very good.
Yeah.
At this point in the podcast, I think you're just cussing me out because they would have heard the rest of the podcast by now.
Daniel, do you have anything to go off on today?
Yeah, Dan.
We gotta wrap
it.
Let's go into the damn Daniel section.
That's funny meme.
It was very funny, I'm sure.
Anything to go off on.
It was funny? I'm sorry. Yep. Are we not allowed to laugh at Dan Daniel anymore? This PC culture sucks.
Yeah, that's the angle I'm taking on this.
Okay. Yeah, Daniel, open floor.
Stop interrupting him.
Yeah, Daniel, go ahead, though.
Really...
Stop.
All right, cool.
That's
all right, thank you, Daniel.
No, don't hang up on
it. We gotta go. It's like...
We'll wrap it up in time. We'll have an abbreviated test of time.
That's fine.
Daniel, go off.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds.
I'm very upset that the Remy hotline has been discontinued and has turned into Ace Hardware hotline.
Okay, he's gone. Click.
No.
Click.
No.
Click.
Now we're giving him another opportunity.
Okay.
Daniel, that take didn't sit well with one of our co-hosts. Try another one.
Okay. Well, I really did reach out to Remy this week to have them sponsor me being on the podcast.
Oh.
What'd they say?
They told me no.
They actually responded?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
I'm still waiting, but I'm assuming it's going to be a no.
Well,
yeah, I think the person that was doing their social media that was cool was fired or let go or something because they haven't been doing cool tweets lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that it's our fault, but...
It might be.
That's what it looks like.
Well, I could give them one. How's this sound? Remy. You can't spell Remy without R-E-M.
Yeah!
Rapid eye movement.
Oh, wait. What the?
That's not me having rapid eye movement. That's me winking at Remy.
Oh, he came back around. He saved it.
Okay. Jack got really disappointed because he thought it was about the band R.E.M.
I got a new R.E.M. t-shirt. I wore it to an improv show. Nobody said they liked it. And they always say, stop wearing funny clothes, Jack. But when I wear a nice shirt with R.E.M. on it, nobody says good job. So...
Yeah, that'll happen.
Daniel, anything you want to plug?
I do have a show coming up on December 28th at the Sacramento Comedy Spot at 10:30.
Oh.
A little show called Me Time.
Oh, are you going to have Jack and I on it?
One of these days.
Okay. Okay.
So, but that's a no for December, right?
Yeah. So that's a no for me, dog. That's a no for me, dog.
Well, okay. Tell us about the show real quick.
It's 1 minute improv set. Eight minutes.
It's not. No.
8 minute, one person improv set.
Who's guesting this month?
Saba and Kevin.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I'd like to support them.
Yeah, those are both good people.
Yeah.
And me.
Oh.
Well.
Ambivalent.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, well, I made the show and I want to be in it.
Well, no opinion.
Yeah, well, okay. The jury's still out on our current guest on the Ace Hardware
Outlet. Oh, no.
No, we love you, Daniel. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, we love you, Daniel. Thank you.
Okay, I love you guys,
too. See you
in
a bit. See you soon.
See you in, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, hopefully.
Bye.
Oh, mate. Oh, yeah, if Jack doesn't stop watching those silent films.
Yeah.
maybe not.
All right, see you.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Get off my phone.
Ugh.
Okay. Tessa's time.
Tessa's time. I gotta keep it quick this week. It's gotta go. Jack and I have practices, unfortunately, tonight. But
we're going to podcast practice.
We're getting better at podcasts.
Yeah. And I would like to apologize for being sick. I feel like I did a bad job this episode, but let's go Tessa's time.
I don't think so. Yeah, it is Tessa's time, so it's not your time to apologize. I want to talk about our favorite holiday flavors.
You said this is going to be quick.
Yeah. My favorite holiday... I cannot get enough of peppermint. Peppermint. So we got candy canes. I poo-pooed it. I was like, Jack, we don't need candy canes. And I've been the one just munching and crunching those candy canes.
I know. I wish you would eat them.
I know. I'm just munching and crunching and then spitting out the bits all over the carpet.
You keep baby birding me in my sleep.
Then you choke on the bits. And
I'm choking on the bits. Sounds like this podcast. Wow.
I just love, and then just also the smell of Christmas trees, even though we can't have a Christmas tree because our cat would eat it and die.
But we do have a Christmas tree, kind of.
Yeah, but it doesn't smell like a Christmas tree. I guess we have a candle that smells like a Christmas tree.
Smells like a Christmas tree to me.
The candle or the tree?
It smells like a Christmas tree to me.
Smells like teen Christmas.
Hashtag teen Christmas.
Sounds like holiday spirit.
But if you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or anything, don't listen to this fucking podcast. This is for Christians.
Oh, no. Jack. Jack, this is an all-inclusive podcast.
No, we only have men on, and it's for Christians.
Well.
This is for Christian men.
ChristianMingle.com.
Christian Mengo.
Mango.
Remember the mango guy?
Yeah, you cannot have the mango. Chris Kattan, SNL. Anyways.
That's fucking funny.
Anyways, that was... do you have any opinions on holiday flavors?
So, I want to encapsulate Tessa's time in case anyone missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint's good.
Yes. Peppermint's good. Holiday cheer for every weir.
Yeah. All right. Time for the boys about town.
The boys about town.
Stella, stop. Jesus. She bit me earlier.
She bit you?
So our producer bit me and is also hitting me. Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh are going to host the Golden Globes. Why does this relate to the boys? Just wait a fucking second, okay? When Andy hosted... Okay. I wasn't directed to you.
Oh, thank you.
To listeners. This is what I'm directed to you. This is what I'm directed to listeners.
Oh, got it.
When Andy hosted the Emmys...
Mm-hmm.
Stella, stop. When Andy hosted the Emmys, he had Tim Kalpakis and some other people write for him. So I think since he's hosting the Golden Globes, I think the boys are about to get a writing gig.
That's good news.
It is good news. And they can't find a host for the damn Oscars, so.
Because Kevin Hart he's out.
He's out. And it looks like Tess and I are in. Our contract isn't finalized yet, but.
But it's submitted.
Barring anything problematic. that people would dig up, like, say, me supporting Syria on this podcast.
Or saying, the SS.
Talking shit about Mike LaRosa or the SS. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike LaRosa.
Barring any of that coming up. Mike LaRosa listened to the podcast and heard that. I thought he would never come back to bite me. But you know why he heard it? It's because Tessa told him at the party.
I'm sorry that I like to promote. It's called promote. I gotta promote.
Oh, man. I think I need new wheels on that bus. You wore them out, running me over.
Oh.
Okay. Sweet, guys. Awesome. Keep doing it. Again, yeah. I'm sorry I did a bad job, but it's
no,
still good.
No, you did a good job. Venom.
We'll see you next week with Kevin Clark, who had a baby. Nice.
Yay.